Jetzt aber zu Dr. Ardis. Dr. Ardis, I'm sorry about the delay. This is Viviana was reading to us from very recent, actually brand new newspaper articles involving Charité Hospital, which is a major university hospital in this town here in Berlin. And there are what they call irregularities concerning billing practices at that hospital involving, among others, Professor Dr. Drosten, who is neither a real professor nor a real doctor, but he's the one who invented the so-called Drosten PCR test, on whose basis everything that's happening is founded, really, more or less. This is just to explain to you what she was reading. I have seen, and I think we have all seen, a number of videos with you, and the two most important, the two things that really jolted me out of my seat, more or less, is when you were speaking about remdesivir, and the other one is how the CDC, even before they started with these so-called vaccinations, knew everything about the so-called adverse events. Can you tell us, instead of me doing this, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Yes. So I'm actually a holistic practitioner studying chiropractic, practicing chiropractic, acupuncture, and nutrition. I actually had set off to go to med school to help reverse my sister's autoimmune disease of lupus that she was diagnosed when she was 11. Only we learned early on in her diagnosis and prognosis that there was no known cure in conventional medicine. There was no known cause for this systemic lupus erythematosus. There was only these three drug treatments, and these three drug treatments were actually going to end her life within a three-decade period, is what we were told. She was only 11 at the time. Then they told us also she would never be able to bear children because the drugs were going to have side effects of stillbirths and birth defects. So I knew the medical model wasn't going to help me figure out what happened to my sister. So I set off to go learn everything I could about how do you analyze what causes disease in the body, how do you remove those causes of disease, and then how do you actually heal the human body. So for the last 20 years, I've had practices in both Tennessee and in Dallas, Texas, where we treated thousands of people from all around the world, 16 different countries, to actually help them uncover why it is they were diagnosed with medical conditions, and then help them over months to years to reverse those. So I specialized in, it was really a nutritional practice, detoxing, removing infections, and then actually healing the body through herbal means, dietary means. That's basically my...
I'll translate this. Also Dr. Ardis ist Arzt, er ist aber auch insbesondere Heilpraktiker, das ist Holistic Medicine. Er ist Chiropraktiker, er spezialisiert auch auf Ernährung. Und er ist dazu gekommen, weil seine Schwester an dieser Krankheit Lupus leidet. Da hat man damals, da war sie 11 Jahre, gesagt, sie hat, es gibt nur drei Möglichkeiten, und zwar nur drei Arzneimittel, mit denen man sie behandeln kann. Damit lebt sie zwar, aber sie wird trotzdem innerhalb von 3 Dekaden, also nach 30 Jahren, tot sein. Sie war damals 11 und Kinder wird sie sowieso nie bekommen. Und das hat ihn dazu gebracht, in dieses Thema einzusteigen. Inzwischen hat er hat auch eine eigene Show im Fernsehen, inzwischen hat er in Tennessee und in Dallas, Texas, Behandlungszentren eingerichtet, wo Tausende, Zehntausende von Patienten aus der ganzen Welt von ihm behandelt werden, insbesondere mit naturheilkundlichen Maßnahmen, Kräutern, aber auch mit speziellen Diäten.
So, that, you know what? Just ask one question. So, yeah. How's your, just a few curiosity, were you able to help your sister?
Yeah, 12 years later, she actually got married, and she actually got impressions that I was to heal her and started having visions and dreams and prayers answered that she was going to have children. Well, I just want you to know she's now 34 years old and just had her 4th child last October. And she has been no lupus for the last 10 years, which is fabulous.
Congratulations.
And just in case you want to know, systemic lupus erythematosus, for anybody that's watching this, you guys need to actually make sure any rheumatologist is looking for parasite infections in their spleen organ. Once you find that and remove the parasites, It doesn't matter if it's tapeworms, roundworms, flukes, or protozoa. When you eliminate that, which only takes a few months, all of the body pain, all of the rashes that occur with systemic lupus will disappear. It's been a great disinformation and cover up medically for years.
This is extremely interesting. I don't know if you're aware of this, of James Corbett. He's originally from Canada, but he's been living in Japan, I think, since 2004 because he's married to a Japanese woman. He's one of the best investigative journalists. And we've had him here. We interviewed him. And I don't know if you've seen his two videos. One is called How Big Oil Conquered the World, and the other one is called Why Big Oil Conquered the World. And it describes in detail how at the start of the last century, some very rich people decided to go from oil into healthcare, and how they founded the pharmaceutical industry in order to get rid of holistic medicine, which was up until then working fine. So you have more or less been in the business of turning this around, it seems to me.
Oh, yeah, for the last 20 years. Mm. And the most disgusting thing around remdesivir, which this has been the first thing I brought out in the media back in May 2020, is when Anthony Fauci put on the National Institutes of Health's website what the treatment protocol for COVID-19 hospitalized patients was going to be. I was just curious because I heard in the media that within the third day, these New York doctors that were being flooded with COVID-19 patients, they were reporting by the day three and day five, they were experiencing what they had never seen before from a viral infection. They all reported that there was acute kidney failure within 3 to 4 days of treatment. And they have never seen, this was their words, we've never seen a virus do this to the kidneys. Well, the truth is, it's because the virus has never done that to the kidneys, and it was never the kidneys anyway. So when I heard this in the media, I wanted to know, well, what are they doing to these patients? Just 3 months earlier, my father-in-law was killed by medical protocols in a Dallas, Texas hospital. They literally used vancomycin, which is an antibiotic. It shut down his kidneys within 24 hours. By day three, they told us he was an acute kidney failure. By day five, he had so much water retention on his brain, he was going unconscious. By day nine, they had killed him. Now, vancomycin, the antibiotic, has a known side effect of acute kidney failure. And I don't know if anybody in here knows this, but they had diagnosed him with the flu in early February. Now, why would you ever use an antibiotic to treat a viral infection? It's not conducive. It's not safe or effective. The CDC actually warns against it. But vancomycin has acute kidney failure as a side effect. Well, when I actually... You let me know when you're ready to translate. I don't want to get too far ahead. Yeah. But you let me know when you want me to stop.
Hold on one second, because there's, I don't know if you're aware of this, but our chief medical advisor, I guess we can call him, he's the one who really got this corona committee started. Dr. Vodak is with us. So he may ask some questions, which we can't ask because we're no experts. We're only lawyers. We're always dependent on people like you and Dr. Vodak and the others. But let me quickly translate this. Also, es ist gefragt worden, ob seine Schwester, ob seine Schwester immer noch lebt. Da hat er gesagt, ja. Und zwar ist sie inzwischen 34 Jahre alt. Sie hat 4 Kinder und überhaupt keinen Lupus mehr. Das ist eine parasitäre Infektion in der Milz, sagt er. Und das kann man behandeln, indem man die Parasiten da rausholt, indem man die behandelt, in die zerstört. Und wenn die weg sind, ist alles gut. Und genau das ist bei seiner Schwester passiert. Und jetzt spricht er langsam über dieses zentrale Thema Remdesivir, mit dem auf Rat oder Anweisung, muss man sagen, nicht Rat, von Herrn Fauci in New York, wo es einen Spike nach oben gab mit Todesfällen, die Patienten behandelt wurden. Und da sagt er, das Merkwürdige war, dass er 3 Monate bevor er davon gehört hat, was da losging, ist sein Vater gestorben, der mit einem anderen Medikament, da wurde gesagt, der hat eine Grippe, sowas Ähnliches, ja auch ein respiratorischer Infekt, Er hat eine Grippe und er wurde mit einem ähnlichen Medikament,
Vancomycin.
Okay. So, ist das sowas ähnliches, ne? Wie dieses Zeug. So, that killed your father-in-law, and that's what got your attention when you heard that they're using Remdesivir in New York, right?
Yeah, what got my attention was the New York doctors were reporting, when we're treating this new coronavirus, we're seeing that within 3 to 5 days, we're seeing acute kidney failure.
Yeah.
Because the virus, we assume, is attacking the kidneys,
yeah.
Which I knew right away that wasn't the case. Mm-hmm. So I actually wanted to know, are they using vancomycin on these people also? Because uh-huh. This is a virus just like the flu. So I went on to CDC's website to find out what are they actually treating COVID patients with. And the CDC refers you to the National Institutes of Health website for the treatment protocol of COVID-19. And this is when the storm happened for me. Mm-hmm. When I opened the website, Anthony Fauci was declaring that there's this new drug that is mandated in all hospitals and used by all medical doctors in America called Remdesivir, and it is the only treatment to be used in all hospitals in America.
Whoa.
And then it said, you cannot use hydroxychloroquine. It's proven to be dangerous for COVID-19 patients. And you can't use chloroquine. Now, I have reviewed drugs that patients have been on for the last 20 years. I had never heard of Remdesivir. So I went to the FDA's website to find out any information about Remdesivir, only to find out Remdesivir was never FDA approved to be safe or efficacious for any disease. But on the NIH's website, Anthony Fauci said, every doctor in the country has to use Remdesivir only. And there's these two research studies that prove Remdesivir is efficacious and warranted during this novel coronavirus. The first study quoted on the website was the Ebola trials on 4 experimental drugs in 2018. And then there was a second study, which was a study, it's called a cohort study, which was actually sponsored by Gilead, the manufacturer of Remdesivir, in March 2020. And they had 53 COVID-19 patients from 3 countries, Japan, Canada, and America, that they gave Remdesivir for 28 days. Now, there was 2 links on the National Institutes of Health website that Anthony Fauci was quoting. All I did was click the first one. I wanted to see this research study on the Ebola virus that warranted now Fauci saying, we're going to use this non-FDA approved drug because of this research study on Ebola. When I clicked the link, and anyone can go to it now, in that study, there was 4 drugs, Remdesivir, and National Institutes of Health experimental drug that Fauci put in, not Remdesivir, but a second one, and then 2 other experimental antibodies. In the study, at 6 months of this 1-year study, the safety board for the study found Remdesivir had the highest death rate of all 4 experimental drugs and pulled the drug from the study. It didn't even make it to the end of the study because it was so deadly. They also pulled Anthony Fauci's experimental drug he put in the trial because it was the second most deadly. So did Anthony Fauci know about Remdesivir's death? Oh, you better believe it. And now he was going to push this on the masses? Well, the second study that he quoted on NIH's website, which was the cohort study by Gilead, it actually published its findings within 28 days of giving these 53 COVID-19 patients from 3 countries, they figured out what the side effects were. 22% of all 53 patients that had COVID-19 experienced these 4 lethal side effects: multiple organ failure, acute kidney failure, septic shock, and hypotension. 8% of them had to be taken off the drug on day 5 or 10 because they were dying from the poison of the drug's effects on multiple organs. So 30% of these individuals experienced 4 life-threatening side effects of the drugs. Now, acute kidney failure was the one that caught my attention. What were the medical doctors in New York saying in the media? We've never seen a virus do this before, but when we start treatment, we're seeing a virus attack the kidneys and cause acute kidney failure. Not only in New York are we struggling to find ventilators, we don't have enough dialysis machines. Well, I knew right away it was remdesivir poisoning. Anthony Fauci knew it was deadly because the actual research study he was quoting, I could not believe that no one clicked the link to go look at the study to see, well, what were the results of the study with remdesivir on Ebola virus patients that warrants now Fauci saying you got to give it to coronavirus patients. Anyway, it was disgusting. And immediately I had to contact the media and actually tell the world what was obviously printed in these research studies. It was never proven safe. It was never proven effective. And then I learned America was the only country from January 2020 until October 2020 to treat all COVID patients with remdesivir. Our country bought up all of remdesivir reserves, and we're the only country that used it for the whole first 10 months of 2020. And which country in the world had the most deaths in the entire world? The United States of America. Do you want to know why? They poisoned them all to death with remdesivir.
Holy shit.
I called it Fauci's genocide. He knew it beforehand. He knew it for 2 years before he mandated this drug, that it was deadly.
So this, from when is this recommendation that Fauci gave? Is that in February? So this was immediately when it started, this is what they gave them. This was the hydroxychloroquine that popped up later. Is that right? The idea to use...
It was both. Yeah. Both drugs were used in the wrong way. And I think there are two things you have to have in mind. First, the diagnosis may be wrong. And second, the therapy may be wrong. And I think both things we have to consider here, because the diagnosis was made with a test. And now we know the CDC... It's just saying that with the test is not sure, the results are not sure. Maybe you also find influenza with the test, because the influenza has vanished and only COVID-19 was there suddenly. So they start to kit the test now, and they start to find some multiplex tests to have a more differentiated diagnosis. So the diagnosis, we don't know which diagnosis we had. Everyone was thinking of COVID-19. They made this Drosten test, and they found out it was positive, and then it was COVID-19. And they treated like Mr. Fauci said. And it's very correct that those drugs, like remdesivir and like hydroxychloroquine, in this doses, were never agreed to be antiviral therapy. And it was just that they made a panic, and with the background of this panic, they were succeeded to tell us that there is some emergency possibility, and they gave us those drugs, those experimental drugs they wanted to sell already for years. Remdesivir, they always tried remdesivir with Ebola, with others. They tried to market this stuff where they had the patent, where they wanted to produce and wanted to sell it. And it was very dangerous in Ebola. This is right. And when it's dangerous in Ebola, it has nothing to do with the Ebola virus. It just has to do with remdesivir. So if you give remdesivir to a healthy person, he will also be damaged. So this is we have to distinguish the viral disease. Which one was it? We don't know exactly. We only know the test was positive. And the second is there were drugs given, like remdesivir, which were very toxic and did not help in any way to treat this disease. And Mr. Fauci could not know that there is some positive effect, but maybe he knew that there is a negative effect. And for sure he knew that hydroxychloroquine in a dose which was tenfold more than you normally used, and that this would be toxic for many people. It would be toxic for normal people because of the heart, of the effects on the heart. And it would be toxic also to people with a favism defect, with this enzyme defect, where they would get hemolysis in this doses. So it seems to me, I'd say this, we have to find out whether there was a strategy to produce victims of so-called COVID-19 pandemic. And they produced those victims successfully in New York, for instance, with treating the people in a wrong way. There were many victims of this false treatment, for sure. And there were many victims also when they gave it to very old people in many countries, and when they gave it, when they put them to ventilators when it was not necessary. So they used many wrong things, where the diagnosis was not sure, but they used the wrong things just to produce victims we could be afraid of. And they said, this is COVID-19, they all die, but they killed them. And this, we have to examine this, and we have there should be courts. I think this is something like genocide. I think we have to go after it very seriously.
I think so, too. Brian, let me quickly translate, because I'm pretty sure that you're on the same page with Dr. Vodak, except that he's going one step further and he's attacking the basis of all this, and that's the PCR test. But it was definitely malpractice, as you're saying, and that explains, and I'm going to ask you about this, but let me first translate this.
Ist das ein Antibiotikum, Remdesivin?
Weißt du das, Wolfgang? Ist das ein Antibiotikum oder was?
Das soll ein antivirales Medikament sein.
Ja.
Mhm. Das ist kein Antibiotikum, also nicht gegen Bakterien, nein.
Also, Dr. Ardes hat eben gesagt, dieses Remdesivir, das ist ein Medikament, antivirales Medikament, das in New York innerhalb von 3 bis 5 Tagen nach Gabe zu einem Aufschrei in der Ärzteschaft geführt hat, weil es jedes Mal zu akuten Nierenversagen, Kidney Failure geführt hat. Das hätte man noch nie gesehen im Zusammenhang mit einer Krankheit wie der hier geschilderten. Also es soll ja alles Corona gewesen sein. Wir wissen aber inzwischen, Wolfgang hat eben darauf hingewiesen, dass der berüchtigte Drosten-Test eben auch positiv auf eine ganz normale Grippe abfährt. Also in diesem Zusammenhang mit diesen respiratorischen Erkrankungen, noch nie hat man diese Kidney-Failures gesehen. Das war das, was Dr. Ardes gesehen hat und gesagt hat, verdammt, das erinnert